I was happy in my new home. It has plenty of character. The double-height vaulted ceiling gives the reception room a sense of space, light and intimacy. A chandelier of translucent sculpted glass hangs high above, casting soft, refracted patterns that dance across the polished concrete floor, which is sealed in a light-reflecting epoxy. Despite its modest footprint, the house feels both open and unassumingly grand. A curving staircase, its balustrade carved from pale wood, its treads lined in slate-blue felt, spirals gently to an upstairs level that wraps in an L shape along two walls, forming a balconied platform with views across the reception below and out to the flat roof beyond. My decor leans towards the understated, but not austere. I dislike clutter, and if something is unused, I part with it. I prefer the feeling of room to breathe over the impulse to contain and store. But I wouldn't call it minimalist. That conjures images of white-on-white interiors drained of warmth or memory. I like tone and texture, but softly so.